We are so glad you're joining us for Table Talk, where we dive a little deeper into Sunday's message. At Northridge, we exist to help people move closer to Christ. We believe that following Jesus is a journey, and we want to help you through that journey any way we can. And now, join two of our pastors for today's Table Talk.
Welcome to Table Talk. I am Allie Nelson. I am here with Jonathan DeJesus. Hey, Jonathan.
Hello, hello.
So we are going to go through the sermon from this past Sunday. I'm going to ask you a few questions. What a great sermon.
Thanks.
That was awesome.
Thanks.
So The Art of Being Human was the title of the sermon.
Yep.
That's pretty good. So the first thing I have for you is you said God is love, and you gave us a fundamental understanding of what that is, and God defines that definition. Can you unpack that just a little bit for us and give us an idea of genuine love? What is genuine love?
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, what's so beautiful about God being love is that the standard is set completely and entirely in Him. I think we live in a world where love is this feeling, this emotion-based thing, but then it just kind of fizzles out. When we look at Scripture, when we look at what Scripture ultimately says about God being love, is that there is no definition outside of Himself, that He is the truest form and source of love. And so His characteristic, is love. And so when we understand that definition, which I think all of us, right, we use the word love so kind of lightly,
flippantly.
Pizza. We love pizza, and but the love that is genuine stems from the ultimate source, which is God Himself. And so when we look at that from that perspective, Paul uses the word agape, which is this active love.
Yes.
And, you know, he is constantly showing that and giving that to his son, to his people. And then that's what he wants us to do for him, and is to actively pursue him, actively pursue one another, and even actively pursue our enemies.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the hardest things to grasp is how weighty love is, right? And even from the beginning of Genesis to the end of Revelation, it's this big overarching picture of God displaying His love to all humanity despite their brokenness, despite them running in the opposite direction.
Right.
And He's like, no, this is what true love is, or to better put, this is what genuine love looks like.
And that's a hard thing to follow out every single day.
Yeah, absolutely.
With the people that we come in contact with. And it's a work in progress.
It is. And I think, for us, it's an everyday thing.
Yes.
Jesus Himself, I think, is the best example we have of understanding what that looks like day in and day out. And it's, before Jesus started His ministry, because He started around 30 years old, He lived that. All right. He had to learn for 30 plus years as to how every day I'm going to live out what love truly looks like. He was a carpenter or a craftsman, right? He worked with all types of things, mostly stone and a little bit of wood here and there. But, he had to do that in a daily context, doing normal, ordinary things.
Right.
And I think we forget that and we miss that. We kind of romanticize Scripture, and that can get lost in that picture. But Jesus shows us the beautiful example of what it actually means to be human, right? Intertwined with the spiritual, right? He lived that perfect life, and He showed us the example of, hey, this is how it looks every single day to love genuinely.
Well, in Romans 12, you threw out a word called abhor. Can you just give us that definition and just dive deeper into what that actually means?
Yeah. Abhor is one of those words that we use often, but we don't use that particular word, right? So the definition literally means to hate, or like the Grinch likes to say, to loathe. Right? It's this deep sense of just kind of, when I think of it, I think of this ugly picture of like, man, I really, really hate X, whatever that is. And the way Paul uses it, right, he says to abhor what is evil, meaning loathe and hate entirely what is evil. And everything that ultimately sums up is everything that's wicked, right? Everything that is sinful. When I am filled with this genuine love, when I am filled with God, then I hate what God hates.
Right.
And I think that's one of those pictures, again, that Jesus himself kind of put on display. He hated injustice.
Right.
He hated the fact how we treated men and women, right? He mm-hmm. lifted up and he flipped the table upside down. He flipped the world upside down.
Yes.
And he abhorred, right? He hated mm-hmm. The things of the wickedness of this world. Mm-hmm. And then he loved this world.
Right.
Genuinely loved this world.
Right.
So that word is one of those words that we don't use, right, in our vocabulary, but we use it in a different form. Mm-hmm. Right? We say, I hate this or I hate that, but mm-hmm. it's more than that, right? It's something that I loathe, right? It's something that just comes from within me that I despise it entirely.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And don't you think people have different burdens for things mm-hmm. that they loathe?
Absolutely.
And then that's what brings out their giftedness and things and the way that they can change this world.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's, I guess, the beautiful picture of what we're called to, right? Adam hit this, I believe, last week, which is the unity part, right? And attached to that was, you know, God gives us grace, and in that grace, he gives us different gifts.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, it stems from him, right? And so when my heart is attached to God's heart, then I see the world the way God sees the world. I'm called to see it the way God sees the world. And so when I see things that ultimately go against the grain or go against ultimately God himself, then that's where I should kind of perk up. Right? That should be a little red flag that says, hey, this isn't right. And this isn't how the world was created and intended to be.
Mm-hmm.
But you and I were created in the image of God, and we're called to be those ambassadors and to step in the gap ultimately of the brokenness of the world and display Christ.
Right.
And how I love and how I do not like or accept injustice in any of the forms.
Right.
How do I combat the evil in the mm-hmm. world? And it's the same way Christ did.
Right. By approaching it with love, however.
Correct.
Right. Exactly. Well, let's dive deeper into a line from the passage that had me scratching my head. For by so doing, you will heap burning coals on his head.
Yep.
And it was talking about, as it depends on you, mm-hmm. live peacefully with all people. So can you unpack the burning coals on his head meaning for myself and the listeners as well?
Yeah, it's a unique passage for sure. And I'll take it back to you know, as long as it depends on you. My responsibility, our responsibility isn't how others will respond, right? I can't control that.
Mm-hmm.
I can't control how someone else is going to respond to, you know, the things of this world or ultimately how they're going to act during a difficult moment. I can control how I'm going to act.
Mm-hmm.
And so what Paul is saying is, hey, look, as long as it depends on you, meaning you have a responsibility, right? And you can only control your side of that responsibility. And mm-hmm. so if something is happening, if I have wronged somebody or someone has wronged me, it is my responsibility to do whatever I possibly can to live at peace with that person.
Yes.
It doesn't matter how they ultimately will respond, mm-hmm. but it's up to me,
right?
And so the way I respond displays Christ.
Yes.
And so in so doing, the heaping of coals on their head, I think it's hard to grasp what that even means.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately what happens is, you know, when there is something hot on you, you cannot stay in that place, right? So if you're in the sun and the sun is just beating on you, you know, you can't move the sun, right? So what happens? You have to do something about it. You'll
mm-hmm.
have to put up a shade or go inside or get something. So what's happening is when we live as Christ does, something is happening in their lives, right, that we cannot control, but a burning of something is causing them to say something has to happen,
right?
So if they don't want to kind of forgive me in the sense of me asking for forgiveness, again, I have to do everything I possibly can to live at peace with them.
Mm-hmm.
But me treating them the way Christ would treat me ultimately in that situation, what happens is it's causing them that something is saying this is something's wrong here.
Yes.
And it's unsettling.
Yeah.
And so now it's their responsibility.
Conviction.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
It's their responsibility to now go and do something.
Yeah.
But my calling is to live at peace with them.
Right.
And so I love that passage because most times we forget that, hey, it is my responsibility to live at peace with everybody,
mm-hmm.
no matter what.
Right.
And so as long as it depends on me, I have to live at peace as Christ himself does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Daily. You daily. Said that's a daily.
Yeah. It's a daily practice.
It's a daily practice.
Absolutely.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Well, we're going to go a little personal because you said that English is actually your second language.
Yeah.
Have you ever preached in Spanish before?
twice. One was at a wedding and then the other was at a friend's, an old church back in the day where I kind of grew up and I did a mixture of Spanish and English.
Okay.
But I haven't done it in a while, so it's probably a lot harder now. English is a lot easier for me now because I communicate in English a lot more. I can still communicate well in Spanish. I don't know if I would be able to dissect a sermon or a passage in Spanish as well as I do now.
So that's what I was wondering, your comfort zone with, you know, English versus Spanish.
Correct.
So you've been speaking English so long that your comfort zone is English for sure.
It is. I still think in Spanish though, which is unique.
Okay.
So like sometimes if you see me stop and stutter or say it's because my brain is racking up trying to figure out what's the word in English.
Okay.
So, but.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anything else that you feel like is just kind of on your heart that you came away from the sermon maybe and you want people to have a better understanding of or is on your heart to just kind of explain a little bit more?
Yeah. I think for me, man, the part that got me when I was writing the sermon was the ending, right, on hitting the different generations.
Yeah.
And I think we forget, you know, as we get older, I'm not old, but as we get older, we start to kind of develop our own mindsets and our own way of life. And we forget that everything we've learned has been poured into us by somebody else.
Yeah.
Teachers, parents, grandparents. And there's so much wisdom to learn from previous and past generation or past generation and ultimately the generation that has come before us. And I would hope that we wouldn't shut our doors to pour out our experiences. I think we live in a world where we have so long blocked ourselves in that we have forgotten how to communicate our hurts and our pains well in a way that is edifying
and others.
Equipping, you know, our own generation or the previous generation. And so my hope is that we would take this message and say, God, how do I genuinely love not only my generation, but the generation behind me and the generation before me?
Yeah.
How do I learn from them so that I can be unified?
Yeah.
And so I would hope that would be something that would stick with our people.
That's good. Well, I really enjoyed that sermon. I will be going back and listening to it again because it is a good message. And so thank you so much for sharing with us. And,
absolutely.
Thank you for being here today. And listeners, thank you for watching. And this is Table Talk.
Thanks for joining us for Table Talk. You can keep up with what's happening at Northridge on your mobile device through our Northridge Christian app. If you want to continue to dive deeper with us in this content, please like, subscribe, and share this show.